Unit 19. Soapbox Derby. Many Americans were very poor in the 1930s. Three boys from Ohio did not have money to buy toys. They decided to make their own toys. They built engineless cars with junk piles and raced each other down an inclined brick street. It was just a fun race for the boys, but it became a very special event later. The small race became popular with a news reporter named Myron Scott. He was very impressed with the race and wrote a story about it. Later, he bought the copyright for the idea and developed it into a bigger event. He held the first soapbox race in Akron, Ohio in 1934. It became a big hit. More than 70,000 people gathered to watch the race in the 1950s and 1960s. The soapbox derby became a national race. The first derby racing cars were made from orange crates, soapboxes, and wheels off a baby stroller. Nowadays, the racing cars are made with all kinds of different materials, such as plywood, aluminum, and fiberglass. But they all have one thing in common. They don't have engines. They move entirely by gravity. The cars start on the top of the hill and roll down the hill. Their speeds can reach up to 35 miles per hour. The World Championship race takes place every summer. Many children from all over the world race in this derby. There are a few rules to remember. The cars must have no motor and have at least four wheels. The participants must not spend more than $300, and they can design their own cars. Any child over 8 years old can participate in the race. It is one of the biggest summer events for young children. And best of all, no driver's license is needed.